Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A New York grand jury has indicted former President Donald Trump on charges involving hush money payments to an adult film star. Trump is accused of listing those payments as a retainer for his attorney. NPR's Andrea Bernstein explains what is likely to happen next.
Typically, a defendant is notified and makes arrangements to surrender to authorities. We don't know when that will be. Usually it takes a number of days, but of course nothing is usual about this case. Procedure calls for a defendant to turn themselves in, usually early in the morning, to the criminal court's building in Lower Manhattan to get fingerprinted and processed, and then to walk to the courtroom, usually in handcuffs. We don't know what will happen this time. Trump will face a judge to be read the charges and plead, we presume, not guilty.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein reporting. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence is condemning the indictment of Trump. Pence tells CNN he also sees it as political persecution.
I think the unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage. And it appears to millions of Americans to be nothing more than a political prosecution that's driven by a prosecutor who literally ran for office on a pledge to indict the former president.
When asked about chants by pro-Trump rioters to kill him, Pence said he didn't know about them until after the Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021. He added that he believes that some of the people in the crowd simply got caught up. House Republicans have passed an energy reform bill designed to bolster U.S. oil and gas production. The measure would also scale back the Biden administration's climate initiatives. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has declared the measure dead on arrival, and President Biden has threatened a veto. Thursday's vote was a symbolic victory for McCarthy, demonstrating his ability to hold his narrow Republican majority in the Senate together. Planned Parenthood says Idaho is poised to become the first state in the nation to make it a crime to help pregnant minors get an abortion without parental consent. Details from Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson.
If implemented, anyone who helps a pregnant minor in Idaho get an abortion without their parents' permission could face 2 to 5 years in prison. Nearly all abortions are banned here, with few exceptions, though the procedure is legal in several neighboring states. Opponents like Democrat State Senator James Ruckte question the bill's legality since federal law regulates interstate travel.
The act doesn't occur until they get within the borders of another state where that act is legal.
If it becomes law, Planned Parenthood says it'll consider a court challenge. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Boise.
This is NPR News. Netflix says it will lay off some workers as part of a restructuring of its film division. The video streaming service has not said how many jobs will be cut, but it does say that two of the company's most experienced executives will be leaving. Netflix also plans to scale back the content it streams to improve the quality of its programming. The company added roughly 7.6 million subscribers after losing half its customers to rivals in the first half of 2022, but lost revenue in the final quarter. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing adding an area of the Navajo Nation to the Superfund National Priorities List. From member station KNAU, Ryan Heinches reports that it would be the first such designation there, despite decades of contamination from uranium mining.
Officials say more than 100 uranium-laden waste piles in the Lucachukai Mountains in northeastern Arizona threaten public health and the environment. The rugged landscape near the New Mexico border includes tribal sacred sites and is used for ceremonies and gathering medicinal plants. If the area is added to the EPA list, it'll make additional federal resources available for assessment and cleanup. The more than 1,300 sites on the Superfund priorities list are the most highly contaminated and require long-term remediation. Hundreds of abandoned uranium mines on and near the Navajo Nation are linked to cancer and other serious health problems. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific market, shares are higher, up 1% in Tokyo. This is NPR.